It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio.
Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, new cuisines and food cultures are constantly entering the Irish market, but the humble sandwich has stood the test of time. Delicatessens are cropping up in corner shops and service stations as more and more consumers are eating on the go. So, we sent our reporter Josh Crosby to the rebel county of Cork to find out why Irish people love a good deli.
It's a toasted wrap here now with a chipotle, lettuce, mayo, cheese and southern fried chicken inside it, maybe 2-3 a week, like, so it's grand.
So my preferred choice would be a wrap with tuna mayonnaise, lettuce, onion, tomato.
Yeah, I'd be a big fan of a deli now. I'd have one basically every day. I'd just get a roll there with a chicken fillet and mayo in it.
Spicy chicken or plain, butter or mayo, there's something for builders, doctors, children and grandparents. The Irish deli is admired for its convenience and adored the morning after the night before.
It is usually a hot chicken roll if I'm very hungover, or if it's a Friday's little treat, but during the week it's just 3 sausage rolls for 150. So.
In Bishopstown, Herlihy Centre is in a prime location near the Munster Technological University, Sullis, and on one of the routes to CUH. I dropped in for a quick snack and got speaking to some of the staff to find out what's the number one order.
My name is Lynn Hennessy and I've been working for Herlihy Centre in Bishopstown for the last 26 years. Delicatessens are so popular because there's easy access to them, food is fresh, ready to go, very reasonable and just very popular. There's no delays. If you're in a hurry, you just come in, grab what you want, get it freshly made up and off you go.
And as I look in now, you've everything from sausage rolls,
everything,
to jam buns, hot chicken.
Hot chicken, spice boxes, pizzas. We do hot chicken rolls with free bottles of water. We have freshly made salads, everything.
Yeah, and what would be the most popular order now?
Our most popular order would be hot chicken rolls, and they're very, very popular.
It's not just someone getting one once a week or if they're in a rush. You get regular customers coming in every
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely, every day, and you have daily customers who will get their sandwiches, rolls. As you can see now at the moment, like, there's a big queue at the deli, and it's like this all day, every day.
My name's Aidan, and I'm an in-store trainer here.
And Aidan, you're working here in the deli. It's a busy shop.
Most popular order by far and away is hot chicken rolls every time.
Do they change it up, what they put in with it, or is it just your standard lettuce, coleslaw? Or?
You get a few usuals going on there, but yeah, you can get a few weird ones from time to time, all right.
What can you remember now was something that surprised you?
Definitely, far and away, the weirdest one that I've gotten was somebody who asked me to chop up some sausage rolls and put them in a baguette for them.
Over the past few years, mobile cafes have become a regular sight. Converted vans and even horse boxes. One man bringing his version of a deli on the road is Michael O'Connor, who owns Toast It. I met him at his food truck in Cork to find out what business is like.
I think myself and my business partner Paul, we had always thought there was a bit of a gap in the market for high quality local produce put together with a little bit of love and care. So that's what it's all about. Like, we want a quick, convenient lunchtime offering, but we want it to be kind of no compromise on the quality. So that's why we can kind of stand over what we do. Simply as well, I think Irish boys love toasties. So it was probably an easy place for us to start.
And you just mentioned convenience there. Why do you think picking up a sandwich or a roll or going to a deli, why is it such a preferred option for people when they're grabbing lunch?
I think we see it all the time. People don't have a lot of time at lunchtime and they also like to know what they're going to get. So I think you can capture people in their 45 minutes, half an hour free, and they know if they come to you, they're going to get looked after well, good service, good product, good value for money for what they're getting. So I think it becomes kind of down to dependability, what they can rely on.
You're working out of a horse box. You can bring the deli to people if you like.
Yeah, for sure. Again, we did a little bit of travelling around last summer. We'll definitely go to a lot of festivals next summer, and that would be another big, I suppose, like, it's a string to our bow. We like the fact that you can adapt. You can move if you ever need to move. And again, it's a very modern take on what is probably a traditional style of food offering.
So Toasties on the go and customers queuing for a deli on a daily basis. But what are their favourite orders?
Chicken rolls are decent.
They're decent. And what fillings would you get with it?
I usually just go basic garlic mayo and butter.
How many hot chicken rolls did you have now in a week?
Don't even start. pull out the calculator, I might be able to tell you.
What's your go-to order now when you go in?
A jam ban. Yeah, every time, yeah. Love a jam ban.
And why do you think people opt for a deli? Is it just the convenience of running in and out?
Yeah, I think it's the convenience and just like not having to cook something yourself. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a hot chicken wrap with cheese and mayo. Yeah.
Would you prefer the wrap than the roll?
Yeah, sometimes I had a roll yesterday, so swap it up now a bit.
Change
today.
It up
a bit.
Are you a fan of going to a deli now on your lunch? Or?
Not often, because the options are limited for vegetarians, so all we can get are wedges.
I think there's a vegan sausage roll out there now. I don't know, have you tried that?
The odd time, but many places don't do well. They don't prioritise vegetarian food.
So I love a bit of chicken, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and sometimes sweet corn, but not all the time.
The hot chicken, is it?
Hot chicken, yeah. Hot chicken.
Seems to be definitely the most popular in Cork.
Down
here.
Down in Cork anyway, yeah, especially.
Chicken wrap.
Chicken wrap?
Yeah, I prefer a wrap to a roll, to be honest, yeah. Quick and easy and not too expensive either, like, and fills you up for the day, so it's a job.
I got a herb and seed special, wasn't it? It's gorgeous, absolutely, and they gave me an extra one because they're just about to close, wasn't that really
very
nice?
Very good, yeah. You need to take note of coming down at this time.
I know, we just said that this minute, yeah.
With a variety of options now filling up the hot counters, how has the humble sandwich remained such a staple of the Irish lunch, and what are businesses doing to stay one step ahead? JJ Healy is a culinary lecturer at MTU and has been chefing for 37 years. JJ first brings us back to when the sandwich was born.
Okay, so there's lots of arguments about how things originate, but they say that the sandwich originated with the fourth Earl of Sandwich, a guy called John Montague. He was a kind of a gambler, and they didn't like, you know, meat and stuff being on the cards, the juice from that. So apparently he asked for it to be put between two slices of bread. And because he was the Earl of Sandwich, they called it after him. So they called it a sandwich. And apparently that's where it originated from. But if you think about it, it's the ultimate kind of comfort food for people. You know?
But when you look around, like every town, most even petrol stations, they'll have this hot counter heaving with baked goods, whether it's sausage rolls, jam buns. There's new things coming into the offering all the time as well, isn't there?
Oh yeah, and you see that because people want to differentiate a small bit. Like I was in a place in Dublin there lately, and I saw they had a kind of a pureed black pudding, which I'd never seen before. And like they were spreading that on the sandwich, on the roll, like it's like the way you'd spread butter. You see other places, then they're doing varieties of sausage rolls. Like before you just get a sausage roll, now you're getting, you know, a black pudding and thyme sausage roll. You're getting vegan sausage rolls.
You recently carried out a specialised deli course, am I right?
Yeah, what we done was we taught a course through the Springboard programme for people who worked in delis. So they came in, they spent a year working with us doing different options and stuff. So we'd make a quiche, but then we'd make seven other types of quiche. We take the idea of something in a deli, and then we just kind of do varieties and alternatives and ways of presenting it. And there's always some sandwich or the type of bread or the type of butter or something that's done with sandwiches that reminds you of when you were younger or home or something, you know. And people just think of it as comfort when they have it, you know. So I think it'll always exist and it'll always be there in some format. There might be new types of breads or new types of wraps or whatever, but there'll always be some type of sandwich there.
One food trend that is becoming more and more popular is rating what we get served.
What's in there? Chicken tenders. Why is it all bubbly and slimy? How can you serve that?
Cork man Richie has a following of around 50,000 people on Richie's food and nature profiles. His videos gain millions of views, and I wanted to find out what he makes of the Irish deli.
You name it, I'll rate it.
Very good. And talk to me when we come to delis now. Are you a fan of delis?
Sure, everybody loves a good deli. Everybody loves a good deli, but it has to be a nice deli. Some delis you go to and you can tell the people in there do not want to be there. And there'll be cross-contamination of the veggies, everything. If I order a roll, I don't want an onion in it, but you will get it with some people. And there's a mess in front of them then as well. A clean deli is essential.
What's your go-to order now when you go in looking for something from a deli?
Either a jam bun, if it's something fast, or the hot deli, I'd get chicken roll. It has to be a hot chicken roll. But I would get wedges, mayonnaise and lettuce in it as well. I'm greedy with the grub.
Yeah. No, I've gotten them before. So you're mixing the potato with the bread.
Cannot be it.
Why do you think the Irish love a good deli? Like, it seems other countries don't go all out for the baked goods.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I love it anyway. The food is already ready when you get there. You see it when you get in there. It's ready. It's nearly smiling at you to eat it.
So you go around the country, you're rating restaurants, takeaways, as you said, anything that's serving food, basically.
Yeah, basically.
What makes a deli what you would describe as absolutely stunning?
Fresh food. Fresh, like the chicken can't be dry. If the chicken is dry, no way. And you can get jam buns that you could use it as a grenade. The thing would be so hard, you know.
A lot of people do like them kind of half raw, if you like, or
absolutely
not fully burnt.
You have to have the cheese kind of nearly runny on it. It's just the nicest way to have it. A little bit crispy on the outside, very soft in the middle. That's the way you have to have a jamba. Absolutely stunning.
He loves his grub, does he not? Cork vlogger Richie Hurley ending that report from Josh Crosby.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.